Hi, Beth.
Hey, Beth.
You're Abby.
Dear Kiki.
Red flag. Desperate housewife.
Pinot Grigio.
Doesn't want to marry you. Love you like I love you. Don't talk to yourself.
Cheers, Beth.
Cheers.
Ill-advised.
This is ill-advised.
Hey, Biff.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
Welcome to Ill-Advised,
the podcast where two best friends tell you what to do after someone else already has.
Like your boyfriend.
And not your hairdresser.
Oh, I thought you were going to say side piece.
Oh, well, chances are if your side piece tells you what to do, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
No? Yeah.
I think that's the point.
Right. Like, feed into it.
Because your boyfriend is telling you what to do and not your side piece. Because we don't care what our boyfriends are telling us what to do.
Because they're men.
Also, you want to listen to your hairdresser.
Not me.
If they do tell you what to do.
Not me, no.
You're bald.
Right.
You should have listened to
I don't even know who my hairdresser is. I know, she's like, oh my God, you use so much gel. I'm like, yeah, it's 2000.
Duh.
It's LA looks or bust.
I was going to say the wet look.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Right. The only thing I didn't do was frost my tips.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
Oh, my God. I'm just picturing you from your gel hair days.
I think I may have done it once or not.
Not while we were friends.
No, while we were friends, I did get red highlights. Like, not like ginger red, but like fire truck red highlights.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, baby mama did it to me.
What?
And I did the pink ones on her.
Was it like washable?
No. I mean, no. No, we had bald
know.
Cap. I mean, the cap with the hook.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I'm just like
pulling it up. I do not remember you having red.
Yeah. It washed out pretty quickly, to be honest.
That's wicked funny.
Yeah. And also, I got haircuts like every 10 days back then. So.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's how you doing.
Today was an interesting morning for me.
Oh, hit me.
It was like just one of those mornings that made you question, how did I make it to 36 years old?
Oh, yeah.
Just like, what?
What on earth elicited that thought?
So I took a shower and got out of the shower, was doing my routine. I was lotioning and I had my hair just kind of tied behind my back in like a little knot. Like I actually put my hair in a knot, and then I was flipped my hair forward to lotion my legs, and the whole knot and section of my hair came forward and hooked under my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but listeners don't know, my thing is like, something can't be covering my face or like in front of my face. So I'm bent over, lotioning my legs with this hair hooked to my nose.
Oh, you
can't
left it
get
there.
Off.
Oh, because your hands are full.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And so I'm like actively trying to like shake the hair from.
Did you look like a cat with a string?
And like I start panicking because it's not unhooking from my nose. So I just, and I'm like, so I like start freaking out a little bit. And so I start to be a little more aggressive with trying to unhook the hair from my nose so I can breathe, because I feel like I can't breathe. And as I'm doing that, mind you, I'm in the bent over position and I lose my balance and hit the corner of the chair and end up on my bare ass on the floor with my hands covered in lotion and the knot
still
sitting, hooked in front of my face. And I just was like, I don't know what to do. Also, how did I get this far?
I can't even handle my hair and my
bun in my face, and I'm having meltdowns. Like, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, keep listening to your hairdresser.
It was so bad.
Appropriate.
It was so bad.
I didn't even know this story.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I'm proud of you for making it this far.
Thank you.
So,
I felt the same
so
after
welcome.
That. While I'm sitting bare-assed on the floor. Like,
you are so welcome.
Wow. I have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That I'm responsible for. Okay.
Well, she's going to be asking the same questions in about 30 years. Yeah. So.
My poor kid.
Although hopefully she'll, either have a clip for her hair or not be afraid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably will need a clip.
Yeah, I think you should get.
She's already extra sensitive like me.
Oh, great.
Texture. There's two. Stuff. Oh,
texture is right. So there's going to be two of you walking she's this like earth.
Ultra sensitive. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wonder how I'm going to handle it when she's in her 30s.
The same way you handled it for me.
I don't know. You become more cynical the older you get.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm just going to tease her and like gaslight her into pretending it's not an issue.
Great.
Like our parents did to us. You know, like, oh, you'll be fine. It's fine. It's okay. Oh, you only hit the corner of the table and split your eyebrow.
Is there bone?
Literally. Why are you crying? That's no reason to cry.
You know, when I was your age.
I was afraid of everything. Oh, man.
How are you?
I'm good. But, like, there's, like, a lot that I just want to, like, I'm at the point every day, at least 5 days a week, the occasional Saturday and Sunday, where I just want to let out my signature scream in the middle of a meeting because I'm like, I've had it with my professional career.
I wish you could.
I want, oh my God, I just
the day
want
you're
to,
done, you need to do that.
I just need it to be like, yeah, the day I put in my resignation, I think I'm going to spell it. I think I'm going to be like, to whom this may concern. Yes. Cordially, this is my 2 weeks notice, cordially, right? You know, but yeah, but I've been like more emotionally in tune, and you know me, my whole life is like all of these quote unquote coincidences where like I see like patterns and like, you know, like things happen to me or I see things that like come up later on in that day and I'm like, oh, that's going to come up. And I think our last episode, I said something like, oh, it was like, I actually knew that we were going to have this conversation because of this. Well, today again, and this isn't really anything significant, although I do need to ask you to please be careful with everything that you do. I'm going to tell everybody this and you'll see why. I was leaving my house and in front of my neighbor's house is like bikes and toys. And then there's this tipped over like electric blue walker.
Oh,
like
okay.
Nana crawled inside. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know if there is a Nana or if someone just had an injury or if the walker is just decorative. I don't know, but it's tipped over and I'm like,
and there's nobody around.
Nobody's around, right? And it's like, it had just rained, it was wet. And you know, Wyatt looks at it and he's like, that's a walker. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And then we get into town to go to my mom's house. And right on the corner, like on the street before hers, is just an abandoned wheelchair.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, okay, that's it.
Right.
Because if it was just like, oh, somebody has a walker and somebody has a wheelchair, I would leave it alone.
Right.
But they were abandoned
right.
equipment. And the wheelchair had nothing else with it. Like no families, no nothing. It was just no toys or anything. It was just a decorative corner wheelchair. Like someone, like the John took her and left her wheelchair behind or something. And so I said, that's it. I was like, if I see one more piece of equipment to help the disabled, it's going to mean somebody's going to get hurt. Oh. I was like, watch, we're going to find a pair of crutches in front of your grandmother's house. Because my mom injures herself annually.
Yeah.
So she has so many crutches.
Yep.
So we pull up to my mom's. And first thing that Wyatt says is like, no crutches. Okay, great.
Good.
Totally slipped my mind. Forgot about it. Nothing. Right. Come and pull up to your house, to your building. And the front of the building, the door is being held open by a pair of crutches.
Stop it.
I FaceTimed Wyatt immediately. Immediately. And I said, Wyatt, I need you to be careful. He's like, seriously? I was like, seriously.
Oh my God.
Holding the door open. I think you have new neighbors moving in or out.
Okay.
Because there was a truck in front of it too. But yeah, please, everyone listening to this podcast right now, please be careful.
That's really funny because if this had happened to me, my last concern would be to tell everyone to be careful.
What would you say?
I don't know, like the rapture is coming.
Right, be careful.
Well,
try to run.
Like,
or maybe you'll get chosen. I don't know, but like, try to run.
Us that can walk without assistance just get stuck here.
I don't know. I don't know. Someone's going to injure a toe, a leg, a back. I don't know what it's going to be, but like, we're all going to need some sort of assistance getting around. So
that's wicked funny.
Everyone, please be careful.
That's your connection to.
Yeah, I don't know what else it would be. Like before everything else, it was like signs of like a carnival and corn dogs, and then showing up on like a TV show. And I'm like, oh, this is also like great. And I can dismiss that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this was significant of the TV show I was gonna watch. Well, how the hell would I know that?
Right.
But I'm like, oh, a walker, a wheelchair, right, and a pair of crutches walk into a bar.
Literally. That's kind of funny.
I don't even know what the punchline of that joke could be.
I think that is.
It's done.
That is the whole joke and punchline.
So I guess we'll get drunk so we can laugh at it.
Yeah.
Wine? We got a red this week.
I'm excited to try it.
I am too. We have a red Zin from California, 2021 from Bonterra, made with organic grape.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So it's healthy wine.
I was going to say, so we're healthy.
Yeah. Bonterra was founded on a philosophy.
Hold on, turn it a little bit. Oh, that's why you picked it.
What?
The bird.
Oh, I guess so.
See, you didn't even know you were picking it because of the bird.
No, I was too busy trying to figure out whether I was going to wind up in crutches, a wheelchair, with a walker. Bonterra was founded on a philosophy that farming organically produces the purest, most flavorful fruit. This holistic approach balances the land and surrounding habitat of wasps, birds, and wildlife to produce wines of unmatched flavor and distinction. Our Zinfandel offers flavors of blackberry and rich plum and aromas of blueberry and red raspberry. Drink responsibly.
Sounds like it's going to be good.
I actually smell the blueberry now that I think about it, because I told you it had like that nice sweet Zin smell.
I don't think I smell blueberry.
I'm trying again. Yeah.
I smell wine.
Oh, all right. Well.
We'll see what we taste.
Cheers. I hope it's plum.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little boozy for a Zin.
My tongue instantly dried up.
I mean, you are looking at me.
Oh,
number two? Second sip was better for me.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
You're going to make it?
Whoa. I don't know.
Oh, probably not. Not with that face.
Great. Now my eye's going to water.
Oh, my God.
Whoo.
What? Why? How? What? We've had worse.
I don't know, because I know. I was going to say, I don't hate it.
You just have a problem with it?
It's like, the flavor's good, but it's so sour.
Oh, I can see the tartness. I was too busy.
Tart, that's the word, not sour.
Same thing to me, I suppose.
Yeah.
I guess. Sure. I don't know. I got yelled at yesterday for using the word arid.
Arid?
Yeah.
What does arid mean?
Like dry, no water, like climate. Hmm. Said something about arid climate. And my kid starts yelling at me like, no one uses that word. Why can't you just say dry? And I'm like, because I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on an education so I could say arid. So...
I don't know how I feel about your son knowing what arid meant, and I didn't.
He didn't. That's why we got into a fight about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, because like you used this big word that nobody even knew what it meant when you could have just said dry.
Right. I used a really big four-letter word.
Yeah. That nobody uses. Right. Duh.
Right.
So nobody knows what it means.
So I'm so sorry.
Nobody uses it.
I really thought people knew what arid meant. I think I learned it in like elementary school, to be honest with you. It was like a spelling word.
I was going to say, is that an E or an A?
A.
Like A-R-I.
I believe it's an I. Yeah.
A-R-R-I-D? Yeah.
No, one R.
Yeah. Three?
Yeah. Let's wet this arid mouth. Yeah, it's still tart.
Weird.
No? I mean, you didn't make the face this time.
I didn't. Yeah, that was weird.
Okay.
The second sip was like devastation.
It was. You just look like you got hit by an atomic bomb. Like...
Lemon airhead.
Or sure. Yeah, that makes airhead? More sense.
What were those ones called?
Oh, the crybabies?
No. The little...
The yellow ones, right?
No.
Or the lemon heads.
No. Airheads. Is it airheads?
Airheads are like the taffy and the flat pack.
They're okay. Like, so not airhead. The ones, they're wildly sour.
Yeah. I think they were called lemon heads.
No, because there was all different flavors.
Oh, then warheads had different flavors.
Warheads.
Yes. But that's, they were the essentially ones? Lemon heads, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but I can see how you'd get mixed up with taffy, with the
airheads.
Airheads, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of heads. So much head for candy marketed toward children.
Jesus Christ. Can we skip to a question?
Isn't that terrible? Listen, I'm not corporate candy maker over here. I'm just making an observation. This is my hundreds of thousands of dollars of education at work.
To use words like arid and to point out so much head for...
Can we rate right. this wine?
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I'm going to drink it again.
Okay, one more. I have my rating.
You go first because I don't know.
I'm going to give it a 3. Mm. Yeah, 3. Mm. Huh. 2.5, 3. 2.5,
it's 2.5. Funny because I 2.5, immediately 3. Was like 3, but I don't know why.
Yeah, okay. So 3.
Yeah.
Let's just go with it?
Sure.
We don't know why. We just drink this shit.
It's not terrible. It's not great. It's not...
Hey, it's at a party. Pour it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I've had that one before and my face went...
Viral.
Say that word. Viral.
I'd like to point out that we match today.
I know.
We are buttoned down, showing a cleavage and everything. Although yeah. I really wish you would stop shaving your chest.
Or you can start shaving your chest. Huh. Hamburglar.
What?
That chest hair in the middle, it's called Hamburg.
But it's not even like that. I just trimmed it. It's like really short.
That's just what the hair right there is called.
Whatever. My man likes it.
It's a little Hamburg.
He likes it.
Everyone loves a fucking hairy chest.
Do they?
Oh my God.
I do.
I
remember like
want to curl up and just
grabbing it.
Yes.
But it had to be like long enough to grab.
Yeah.
Otherwise it was pointless.
Otherwise it hurt.
What do you mean?
It's prickly.
Oh, when it's trimmed?
Yeah, if it's not long enough to grab.
Yeah, but you hate chest hair. You hated chest hair.
Yeah. In high school, I probably did.
Yeah, growing up, you were like,
now as an adult woman.
Body hair. Huh. But that's like Abercrombie and Fitch models were like, oh, you never go through puberty? But your eyebrows are really thick.
Can we just do the questions?
I feel like we can keep going.
I know. That's why I said, can we just do questions?
Okay. All right. Fine. Whatever. I have questions this week. We're at the sun.co.uk this week for the Dear Deidre column written by Sally Land, the Sun's acne aunt. Hey, Biff, we were supposed to look at columns from the 50s this episode.
Oh.
Yeah. Way to remind me.
What?
Okay. You ready for the first one?
Yes.
This one's from April 1st, 24.
April Fool's.
Dear Deidre, are you ready?
Not anymore.
Hold on to your bollocks.
I was going
to
say I was until you said that.
I've just found out my partner and I have the same dad.
Not April Fool's?
I didn't put that together, so maybe. I hope so.
Huh.
I really fucking hope so.
My partner and I just... Okay.
I was horrified to find that my half-sibling was my partner. Ready?
No.
Well, too bad.
Okay.
Dear Deidre, I've just found out that my partner and I have the same dad, and we are both in shock. We've been together for 2 years. He's 29, and I'm 27. I'm an only child. My mom got pregnant after a one-night stand.
April Fool's, you're not an only child.
I tricked you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You better find the closest Quaalude so you forget. I've never known my father, but mom said she had double the love for me, so I didn't need a dad. I've always been close to my grandfather, and that was enough for me. I met my partner on an evening out, and we had sex on the first date.
Okay.
I thought that it would be a one-off, but he called me the next day and said he'd love to see me again. We started dating and moved in together after 8 months.
There's just something really special about you. I feel like I'm connected to you.
We have so much in common. Like,
I just feel like I've known you for...
forever. And we like have very similar noses.
We're just so close.
You have blue eyes. I have blue eyes.
Oh my God.
Last year, my partner's brother brought him a DNA kit for fun.
The results
came back and he found some previously unknown distant cousins who had also registered. When it was my birthday, my partner bought a kit for me. I was full of trepidation knowing that my father was out there and could have other kids. But I was horrified to find that my half-sibling was my partner. I've met his dad once at a wedding. He divorced my partner's mom and has now remarried. He's a nice guy and lives in Spain. My partner and I have been left reeling by this. We don't know what to do with the information. Could the genealogy company have got it wrong? Can we say nothing about our relationship and continue as we are? And what if we want children ourselves one day?
Oh my, this keeps getting worse and worse.
Biff, that was it. Your turn.
My brain got stuck at, I met his dad.
Right. It says his in quotes, but yes.
So she's lived 27 years.
Yes.
Not knowing her dad.
Right.
Met him.
Mm-hmm.
Unknowingly.
I'm assuming, yes.
And no part of her was like, I found out my boyfriend is my brother, and also I met my dad at the same time.
Apparently that's...
Right.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. But anyways, back to the story. I don't know my dad, but turns out I don't...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can we keep going?
Right. I was going to say the question is, can we just pretend... We didn't learn this information and continue on with our merry lives. But also, what happens if we have kids?
What is the accuracy, like, not accuracy, but like, have you taken any of these tests?
No, my dad did though.
Anything interesting about genealogy like that? Like, hey, I found your sister, or I found a cousin, or I found like something like that?
No, it just showed this percentage of this and this percentage of this. Although I didn't actually see it. So I don't know what details it gets into.
Yeah, I think one of my dad's daughters did it and like found my dad's like original passport pictures from
no way.
Like when he was like 13 years old or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, my dad's got these humongous ears. Yeah, it's like in black and white. Your I have a picture of it somewhere.
Your brother got his ears?
Yeah, yeah he sure did. But I've never done them because I feel like they're conspiracies, but I also really? Want to do them.
What kind of conspiracy?
Like, oh, we've got your DNA now.
Good luck no committing crimes with that. No more cold case
files. Right. Exactly. But apparently there's a disclaimer that they can't use it for that because people were actually not buying them for that. So I think they found a way with like legal to not be able to use them to test like crime. Like forensic testing.
That's what's funny.
Crime scenes. Still, though.
I gave my prints in fifth grade when they did that field trip thing. So little did I know.
You were still in the system.
Yeah. Well, that sucks. Okay. Well, I'm assuming I'm. So dad is still active in son's life.
Probably. He's now remarried and he lives in Spain now.
Mom never cared to. So does dad know daughter is even...
I don't know. That's not even on my radar. I don't know how this is on yours.
I am just trying to connect anything.
I think they are connected. I think they've been bridged.
I don't know how to give advice for this because it sounds like while they're shocked, mm-hmm. they're also wanting to just continue on their merry trail.
Here's what I think.
Please.
First of all, let's go to a legitimate, like DNA accredited, I don't know what the word is, but like a company that does DNA testing for paternity, maternity,
mm-hmm.
sibling.
Mm-hmm.
Cross-contamination, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And make sure that you are related. Because, yes, you don't know where they send these things off to. Like, you want to go to a place that's going to do, like, one stop. Like, we do the testing here. We have reviews. I don't know, whatever. Just vet the fucking place, please. Vet it. And then, if it turns out that you are related and you want to be together, oh, society save me. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead and you are harming no one. And if nobody knows, you are harming no one. And if it makes you happy to sleep with your brother, then you go to town, girl. You
hold on.
I can't.
Devil's advocate.
Uh-huh.
And this is strictly from a scientific, biological standpoint.
Sure. The fact that you're questioning that is going to make me question your standpoint.
I think there is validity in the question of what happens if we do want to have kids.
Agreed. That was my next point. And that's like, I would say consult a specialist, but as we all know, people who are that close in family, there are degenerative? No, that's not the right word. What? Neither was that. That's not the right word. What is it? Genealogical? There's incest going on here, and there are risks.
Right.
There are risks for a child, for a fetus. And for you, I would think, right? It's possible as a mother carrying a child that...
I have no idea.
...that could pose a risk for childbirth. I'm just guessing, just based on what I know, but...
That's what I'm saying.
It's very limited.
Remove the opinion.
Right.
And think.
Yeah.
Literally.
Like, if you're going to have kids, please adopt if you continue this. If you know that you're...
Like, you're not just second cousins.
Yeah. I think my perspective on it is... I know that I'm going to be chancing this, so why would I? Like, I know it's a very high risk either for me or for the child, so why would I?
Also, do you keep that secret from your child?
Apparently, that's what they want to do.
Like, yeah, but okay, we had kids. Gratefully, everything turned out perfectly fine, healthy, normal.
Mm-hmm.
Now my child's 12.
Mm-hmm.
Do I tell them ever that, like...
You're not just my daughter, you're also my niece.
And you're...
Your eyes.
This is what I'm saying. And now your child has to... You're either...
Oh. But this is what you have to consider. Like, these are the conversations you have to think about if this is something that you want to keep going with, right?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, opinions aside.
Like, let's talk about the facts.
Okay,
like,
make now you have a child.
Right.
You stay together. You have a kid. Now your kid's 12. And do you tell your kid that, by the way,
you only have...
Your dad is your uncle.
You have an extra eye because
your dad's your uncle.
Your half uncle or quarter uncle. There's a lot of math going on here.
I'm statistic'd out.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't fucking... Can we read the answer?
Yeah, we sure can. We are not medical experts, and we are not...
Also, wait.
Okay, waiting.
Isn't some illegal in some...
I think it's illegal in general, but if they didn't know, who's going to stop them?
But they know now.
Who's going to stop them?
I know.
It doesn't seem like they're too bothered by it. Listen, love the way you want to love. I am the furthest from the person who's going to tell you not to love who you love and move forward with it.
All I'm thinking about is family reunions.
I'm just, yeah, right? I'm just thinking about that episode of The Nanny from like 1996, where the nanny is literally dating a man and that she sees him at a wedding, like, what are you doing here? I don't know. What are you doing here? Blah, blah, blah. And then they kiss each other and it's like, Fran, that's your cousin. And they're both like, gross. I think it was Jon Stewart. I don't know. They looked good. That would have been a storyline. I say, do what you want to do. Just know that there are implications and be responsible about it. Like, if I know that there is a very high risk...
Probably don't have a kid with your brother.
Exactly. Like, don't have a kid with your brother. And adopt is great. Which means you can have a hysterectomy now so you can stop using condoms. And
I don't think they will at 27 years old.
Okay, well...
Seek therapy.
Oh, couples counseling.
Not if
family
it's
counseling.
Illegal. Just read the fucking answer.
Okay.
I can't. Family counseling. Oh.
Deidre says, it would be good to establish the validity of these results. Unfortunately, many who take these DNA tests because they are curious about family origins are not prepared for the emotional fallout when previously unknown relatives are identified. You can contact cellmark.co.uk, which provides approved DNA testing for guidance. If the tests are correct, then I'm so sorry, but continuing to have this relationship would be incestuous. Well, obviously. I know you must be devastated, but you will need to break up. What drew you together was most likely the family traits you share, which is known as genetic sexual attraction.
What the fuck?
There's a name for it. God. We both clear our throats after we sneeze. We both pick our toes when we take our socks off. Chuck it through with a counselor.
That was it?
That's it.
Okay, well, kudos for Deidre for saying what I wanted to.
I feel like this was like a legal response, though.
This is like, I'm staying away from this, so
and also, like, I'm not getting sued for you guys deciding to stay together. But this is juicy, and I need ratings. Next?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm done with this one.
Yeah.
Can't touch it. This one is from March 27th of 2024. Dear Deidre, my world came crashing down when my wife pocket dialed me.
Right. Oh, man. She was either cheating last weekend.
Or she was talking shit about him. We're going to find out. My wife pocket dialed me while she was getting intimate with her ex. Hearing it made me want to throw up.
Way beyond what we were guessing.
Yeah. Well, I thought she was going to be like either really like nasty with someone in person.
Oh, my brain didn't go there.
Actually,
my brain went
I guess
to
I
like,
was right.
That's what I mean. My,
she wasn't on the phone with
my
him.
My brain went to like I was gossiping with my girlfriend and was talking about my husband's small dick.
Oh, yeah.
Or was talking about what I did with Tommy last weekend.
It's always Tommy with you. How many Tommies do you know?
I don't. I know one.
Oh. Are you related?
No.
Like, fair question.
I don't know, maybe, but I'm not banging him, so it's okay.
I thought if I confronted her, she'd beg for forgiveness. Instead, she said she isn't sure she wants to continue with our marriage.
Oh.
I'm reeling. I'm 45 and she's 43. We've been married for 14 years and have two daughters, aged 12 and 10. Until recently, I believed our marriage was a happy one. But then my wife went to a reunion of college friends where she met an ex. She told me they'd reconnected and become friends, but I didn't suspect anything. Then last week, she told me she was going to meet her girlfriends for a drink. Later, she rang from the pub to say I shouldn't wait up as she was going to be home later than planned. But she didn't put the phone down properly. About a half an hour later, I heard the unmistakable sounds of a couple getting very physical. I recognized my wife's groans and then heard a male voice. She clearly wasn't in the pub any longer. When she got home, I was still awake. I felt too shocked and sick to sleep. I came straight out with what I'd heard. She'd apologized for hurting me, but said she had been unhappy for years and meeting her ex had made her realize what she was missing. Oh, that's fucked.
Kick at a man while he's down.
Oh, shit. She doesn't think she loves me and says we should divorce. I still love her despite the cheating and don't want to lose my kids. I wish I'd pretended I hadn't heard anything and just stayed silent.
Okay, first of all, you sat on that phone for a half hour plus.
I got that too, which means you suspected.
A half hour later, I heard sex sounds.
I thought the same thing, where he goes, like, I hadn't suspected anything after meeting her ex, but I sat on the phone for a half hour.
Right.
Come on.
Also, why confront it if it didn't change anything for you anyways?
Right. You confronted it because it did.
Or you somehow expected her to like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'll never do that again. You're the one I want.
Right. And don't get us wrong. Like, she's shitty.
Yeah, cheating is.
She's shitty.
Cheating is cheating.
Cheating is cheating. She's shitty and... I hope she didn't really, like, verbatim say, like, I didn't know what I was missing. Because that's fucked.
No, I think that's what he was expecting.
No, he said that's what she said when he confronted her when she got home.
Oh.
Yeah. Unhappy I've for been years happy and for meeting her ex made her realize what she was missing.
Oh.
Imagine.
You just literally heard me cheating on you and then I told you. Yeah.
Yep. Sure was.
Yep. Definitely was. Because fuck this shit.
Yep. Me and Jamal are back together.
Because fuck this shit. Because
this shit fucked.
But this poor bastard, he should have just never said anything and been miserable and unhappy. And
well, that's not even, that's moot. Like, it's too late. Cat's out of the bag.
She left a long time ago.
She left a long time ago. In fact, this is probably not the first time.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. This was too easy for her. Well, is that, that's not fair.
If it wasn't the first time, it definitely, she's kind of been hoping for something. Like, just kind of hoping for the chance.
She like, knew I'm something just, was missing. She just didn't know what. Yeah,
I'm just, I'm going out. I'm having a good time.
She's settled. And
come what may. So even if she didn't cheat on you yet, she was on her way.
But with an ex from, was that high school? Was that what it was?
I guess. College reunion? High school reunion?
I don't remember. You pay attention when I read.
Not when my brain sticks to one thing. Like, you sat on that phone for a fucking half hour.
That's true. What did you literally do for
like, half hour? Like what did you just?
The girls were asleep, right?
Mute the TV and put the phone on speakerphone, and that was your entertainment? Or I don't.
No,
that's a long time of my phone.
Like, didn't hang up. Let me hear what the girls have to say. Although, I guess I'm wondering. No, I don't.
And then so when many, did like, you
didn't
up?
Hear anything while they were at the pub, then maybe there's a question as to whether or not they were still there. I don't. Either way, like that's dedication, my friend, and that's suspicion.
That's what I mean. That's
suspicion.
You need a life.
Sure, sure. Though not what. Wait, why?
You sat there with your phone
mm-hmm.
on speaker
mm-hmm.
while your wife thought she hung up and continued on with her night,
mm-hmm.
but you just sat there for over a half hour just listening to your wife and what she's doing. And
I know. I guess if I didn't hear anything for like 5 minutes, I would have been like, okay, I'm not going to get the information
minutes.
I need tonight. Well, I mean, like if I suspect, because that's what I get from this. Like he's saying like, oh, I didn't think, you know, I didn't suspect anything, but like you suspected something. You waited on that phone for something. What? You were looking for
right.
something.
Because nobody sits there for a half hour.
Right.
And when did you hang up? You should have just stayed on until she fucking rolled over to check her phone and been like, oh my God, mm-hmm. hello?
Yeah, baby, me.
Oh, you done? You had mm-hmm. fun?
Yep. Clean up before you come home.
And then also, oh, I wish I never confronted her and just continued on.
Why? For what?
Ignorance is bliss, and I don't want to lose my wife and my family.
It's not ignorance if you're looking for it.
It does. Yeah, that's...
Yeah. And it's obviously not going to work because she doesn't want it anymore. This is where she's at. Are you going to lose your daughters? I don't think so.
No, it sounds like she probably wants a second teen life, and you keep the kids. I'll take them on Tuesday.
Oh.
Because I'm going to go live my life.
What do you do with that, though? Like, listen, trust is gone
so,
for both of you.
I'm not blaming the victim.
Mm-hmm.
But. However, it doesn't sound like he has much of a backbone.
I mean, he confronted her when she got home, so he's got something.
He sat on the phone for a half hour. He confronted her.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately regretted. Mm-hmm. confronting her and wants to just pretend it never happened. No part of him was like, I can't trust her. Like, how do I even continue on with this marriage?
Mm-hmm.
It was
yeah,
like,
I wouldn't say that he doesn't have a backbone from that. I'd just be like, he's got like, he doesn't like stick to his guns maybe, but backbone, I would
what's the difference?
With that.
He doesn't stick to his guns.
A backbone is somebody who's like, can like, stick up for himself and bring up uncomfortable situations to me. And someone who doesn't stick to his guns is somebody who's like, well, my convictions have been penetrated, so have my boundaries, but like, but I love them. And so now my boundaries are flexible.
Is that same with the backbone? You fucking cheated on me. You've ruined all hope of trust and whatever, but I still want to stay and don't want to break up.
Well, the stay and don't break up thing. Maybe.
Like you get to just, I'll accept what I can get, you know?
Mm. Yeah, it just doesn't resonate with me.
Yeah, either way.
Either
we
way.
Can say.
Use guns, whatever you want.
No balls, no something.
No glory, no.
He needs therapy, I think. Not that the wife is right.
Yeah, but I think we're coming at this wrong. I think let's remove all of that. And like really talk about like the core of his issue, which is like he caught his wife cheating and he wished he hadn't done anything.
Right.
And then the very fact that he just sat there for a half hour, it's like you didn't trust her anyway. It wasn't going to work. It doesn't matter if you caught her cheating or not. You didn't trust her anyway. So you were going to wait to catch her cheating.
Yeah, he knew it wasn't working.
Even if she did for the next 50 years not show you that she was cheating, you would still be looking for it. You'd be miserable.
He knew. Yeah, he knew it wasn't working.
Yeah. It's time to go. It's over. And she told you it's over. And you're not going to lose the kids because she cheated. Like, that's not how we're not in the UK, but that's not how the law works.
Right.
You know, infidelity, great. Let's talk about custody agreement.
Yeah.
And then you guys can rock, paper, scissors in court.
I'd imagine there's more for him that he's maybe not aware of why he's still so willing to, you know, stay in a situation like this.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of, I don't want to lose my kids and my marriage. Like, yes, that's obviously a big factor for a lot of people, but I feel like more people would be like, no, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, you just, no.
Right.
So there's something else going on that's maybe not clear for him.
Yeah. And he can still love her and not be with her.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. It's a thing.
What'd Deidre say?
Deidre says, the way you found out your wife is cheating was shocking, but you couldn't have ignored it. You'd simply had delayed the inevitable. Turning a blind eye to the discovery would not eliminate it. Instead, it would fester at the heart of your marriage and affect your whole family. Your wife's affair is a symptom of her unhappiness. If you want to save your marriage, you need to talk to her and explain why you want to try to repair your relationship, if possible. Say you don't want to break up your family. Relationship counseling could help you if she'll agree. If she won't, talking to a counselor will help you as you go your separate ways.
To what we said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess there was nothing groundbreaking there.
Yeah.
Maybe we molded over too much.
Yeah. Poor bastard.
Well, I'll go to the next one while you mull that one over.
Okay.
Dear Deidre, I'm trying to forgive husband's affair, but his baby with lover is too much. I can't get the image of the two of them together out of my head.
My anxiety's already.
Control it. Do you have a Xanax?
No, I have a glass of wine.
Right. So effective in helping you act on your anxiety.
I have a glass of gasoline.
You have a glass of conviction, motherfucker. Let's bring my real feelings to the light.
Oh my God, a baby.
Dear Deidre, my husband was having an affair for over a year, but it isn't the sex that has upset me the most. It's the fact that he gave her what I've always wanted, a baby boy. Oh, it's getting worse already.
Mm-hmm.
We're in our 40s and have four beautiful daughters, but I have always dreamt of one day having a son. If I'm honest, I ideally wanted two children, a boy and a girl, but kept on getting pregnant in the hopes I'd have a son. So the fact this baby is a boy is devastating.
Oh my God.
Even more so because the dad's genes are what decide the sex.
Meaning my next kid.
Yep,
would have been a fucking boy.
Right, if he had just fucked me that night. I only discovered my husband was cheating when I bumped into his boss, who asked how I was coping with our new child. He didn't even tell her? Hold that face. He commented that I was brave with now five kids, and every time he passed my husband's desk with the five children's photos, he wondered how we got any sleep. I mentioned the strange encounter to my husband, and when he went white as a sheet, I knew there was a worrying explanation. He admitted to the affair and answered all of my questions. Now I can't get the image of the two of them together out of my head. He claims he doesn't want our marriage to be over and that we were a strong couple, but I wasn't meeting his sexual needs.
No, for fuck's sake.
I don't understand why he didn't have the decency to leave me and embark on a new relationship with someone else. In some ways, our marriage does feel stronger now as we're really talking to each other, but I'm worried there's too much for me to forgive. If I choose to separate, though, we would suffer financially and our family dynamic would change forever. I wasn't involved in any of these major changes or choices, which maddens me. I don't love him in the same way I did before. Please help me. This motherfucker went wrong every fucking way. Every way. Like, if my boss knows my wife, he doesn't know about my love child. He did it wrong.
And you just casually, we just had another baby?
Yeah.
We just had a little boy.
And all five of them in a photo on your desk means you brought your kids without your wife to go meet the baby, your love child. Tell me you picked up on that.
Yeah. Are you still with the mom?
How?
Like, are you living two happy families? I think that's our point.
Like, would you believe him if he said no? He has a baby with this woman that he cheated on you with, that he kept a secret about, the baby, but introduced his other kids to, and he tells you, no, I'm not with her anymore. Would you believe him?
Well, if I just found this all out, I'm not believing anything you're saying.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that he could actively have, like, hooked up with this person one or two times and then finding out later, oh, shit. So now I'm supporting you financially and also not being a deadbeat.
Mm-hmm. But also, if I'm asking this question and I don't love you in the way that I used to, doubts are winning.
Oh, of course. Of course. 100%. I just mean from his perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he just over here living two happy lives?
Oh.
Or is he just secretly fathering?
I mean, it sounds like they're trying to work their marriage out, but it sounds like even though he's doing his best and seems to be, like, making progress, she's just not there anymore.
Right.
And who could expect her to be?
Oh, of course.
It's one thing to cheat. It's another one to hide a whole fucking human.
Oh, that's like a, how can I get over you cheating when there is
when your proof constant, is walking around.
Right. That doesn't go away.
Right. Someone's calling you Dada and it's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't birth that child.
I can't also forgive you or get over.
You spit out that Y chromosome in somebody else. Mm-hmm. That should have been my baby boy.
This is just like all.
There's a lot of resentment
double
all around.
Bottom line, I can't ever heal or forgive you.
Can you process that type of resentment?
I'm sure you can. I can't personally, but I'm sure it's possible.
Oh, I would never be able
I love the people that are like, it's not the baby's fault. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That doesn't change anything for me.
Funny you said that because I was thinking, like, if I hate the baby, this isn't going to win. This isn't going to work.
Right.
If I see this baby and all I'm reminded of is this, like,
right.
It's not going to work. It's not going to happen. We're not going to succeed. We've literally, like, we might, like, let's sign shit now.
Right now, because I'm not going to be going through the same emotion every time I see.
Mm-hmm. But staying together for financial reasons, if that's the best you've got.
Well, that probably means she's going to be struggling.
Well, she says our finances. So I'm wondering if it's right. It could be either or.
I can't leave him because I can't afford to leave him.
But that's what I mean. Like, are you going to stay in a relationship? I have a hard time balancing that one, especially when kids are involved. Like, no, I'm not staying in a relationship that based on money alone, but also I'm not in that situation.
Yeah. Because where am I going to go? What am I going to do? What's the
question? I'd call his mother.
What does she want? What's the question?
She just says, please help me. I don't love him in the same way as I did before. Please help me. If I choose to separate, though, we would suffer financially and our family dynamic would change forever. The family dynamic already changed forever.
Oh, my God.
How you didn't bring up that your four daughters went to go meet their half-brother?
How have the daughters not brought up?
They better all be under five.
BT-dubs, mom.
Right.
Sounds like she wants to leave. She just financially can't yet.
If you're going to stay because of the financial part of it, then you need to try to actually make your marriage work, I think.
She doesn't want to make her marriage work.
I think I'm just trying to justify staying. That's all.
We don't ever need to justify staying. This is where I'm at. I stayed.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're so right.
You know?
Yeah, I should know better. I should 100% know better.
It's just like I can't leave yet. I literally can't afford to. But I want to leave. My heart is not here. I'm here because I need a roof over my head.
And so I guess my head is in the place where it's like, I need to show I want this to work in order to keep a roof over my head, maybe. So maybe I'm already at damage control. I don't know. But you know what I mean?
Like, she's guilty for wanting to leave.
Like, I want to leave. I can't because it's going to be a financial disaster. I don't want him to break up with me, though, because I don't want him to think that I'm not in it. You know what I mean?
Mm, yeah. I think it was like a, well, not I think, I feel that it was like a, okay, this happened, you know, we tried to work through it, but things just changed for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I'm maybe not ready to admit that, like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Right.
I don't, but I also can't leave yet. So whether I want to be here or not kind of isn't at the forefront for me, because I can't leave even if I wanted to. Like, I feel guilty for feeling the way I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I feel guilty for not
feeling
the same way I do about
it. It's a revolving door.
It's like
of emotion.
Kicking yourself while you're down.
Oh, been there. Lived that 24/7.
Yeah.
There's a whole baby involved and it's not.
And then what? Is he going to take the son on the weekends?
I'm just happy that she didn't shit talk the baby. Can we just give her props for that?
Yes, that's why I said I admire these women that, like, oh, I take Timmy on Tuesdays.
Yep.
Like, fuck yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's amazing.
That's great.
And then
what do you do to him?
Do you
use him as a punching
bag?
Those
women that are just so genuinely, like, it's not the baby's fault. Like,
and I'm so, like,
I love this baby like he's my own, because he half is.
Right. Like, but not. Because he's, like, not even
right. But, like, it's my husband. So he's like my, I will never have that much growth in my whole life.
No.
Ever.
Is that growth? I mean, I don't know.
That's a whole level of, like.
I would like to think that that's growth and understanding. But that's why I went, like, but what do you do to him once you have little Timmy? Like, is he a punching bag? Do you not feed him?
Yeah, the redheaded stepchild.
Do you put him on, like, it's like Cinderella and the step, you know what I mean? Only it's not a stepmom. It's the mom that should have been or something. Is it a step? I mean, technically, it's a stepmom.
I mean, it's my kid's sibling.
But I'm not the mother and I'm married to his father, so stepmom.
By choice, yeah. Like, if I want to be.
Legally, stepmom.
Ugh.
This is too convoluted. Might as well just fucking give birth to your own nephew at this point.
She just needs to accept where she is and get clear on what she wants.
I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot, because... Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
I'm just a cynical piece of shit right now.
I'm like, if I ever see that fucking baby.
I don't even know if I'd be that about the baby. I'd be like, it's not the baby's fault, but I'm going to drop him off. I'm picking him up for you. I'm dropping him off.
Not me, because I'm not having shit to do with that kid right now.
You got a locator.
But also, neither are you. But also, you're not going to be some deadbeat.
Right.
So guess what?
This is a fuck.
We're all losing.
I am going to gaslight you to the fucking extreme.
You're losing.
I have earned the ability to gaslight.
Literally. Literally. You don't get to say shit for the rest of our lives.
Right. Until I'm financially stable enough to tell to you. Oh, my God. That's like anti-narcissism. But like narcissism.
This is like... This is how I'm going to survive staying with you until I can leave.
Right. Self sorts of fucked up.
Good luck.
Good luck.
What did Deidre say?
I hope a lot more. We ready?
I guess.
Deidre says, being hurt in this way is going to take a long time to get over. You need to rebuild the trust you had with him, and this won't happen overnight. He's specified that he wasn't happy with your sexual relationship. So if you can face this in other areas where either of you were unhappy, then there is a chance to strengthen your marriage. Okay, can we, should I come back to that? Finish reading and come back to that?
Or
are you having a reaction too?
Yeah.
Did she just blame her? Or like acknowledge that it was her?
No, I feel like she's forgetting the big, huge, giant, flashing...
Baby?
Yes.
We are not naming this episode Flashing Baby.
Oh, yeah, we can.
But we can.
Like, yeah, sure, work through your marriage shit, but how are you going to ever get over it when...
Right.
Oh, God.
He wasn't happy with your sex, but that justifies a whole other human that you weren't aware of.
Yeah, sure, work through your marriage issues, but, you know, to worry about the child. That is going to be the constant reminder.
Right, and the impact on this child, too. Let's, I mean, forget it. I'm just going to keep reading. Yeah. Ultimately, you have your four daughters to consider. And as upsetting as it is that he's had a child outside of your marriage, do remember that the boy is completely innocent. You have an awful lot to unpack, and I would recommend that you speak to a relationship counselor together to work it out, to work out how you can move forward. That wasn't enough for me. That was insufficient for me. Unsatisfactory is the word I was looking for.
That was like, oh, go to therapy until you figure it out.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I thought. Like, hey, I don't know how to answer
this. Don't forget about your
daughters. So here's some therapy.
So suck it up.
Right.
Stay together for the kids.
I feel like
that is known to work. Staying together for their children.
This, I believe, I think this was a form of gaslighting, that response. It's a stretch. But I feel like this is like, let me make you see this, or let me let you see this situation in a different light that I know you've considered, but is the real issue here. I almost feel like she,
I literally wrote to you saying, I do not feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, we've worked on our communication and like our relationship has gotten better, but I don't feel it anymore. Yeah.
It feels like, you know how I was saying, like, if you're going to stay, like, try to make it work.
Yeah. Kind of it's thing. Like, if I forgive you for cheating, I need to.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Yeah, you can forgive, but not, like, forget.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, if I'm choosing to stay with you and try to forgive you for cheating,
mm-hmm.
at some point I need to stop beating you up for cheating.
I don't know. I just felt like she kind of gaslit. Gaslit? I mean, in theory, lit, but we are talking about a verb
now. I don't know. What made you feel like it's gaslighty?
I just feel like she took it from a different angle. Like, this isn't what you're saying isn't the problem. Like, you need to stay in this marriage because you have four daughters and this is the real problem. Like, not the problem that you don't feel it anymore, but the problem, like, you're staying. That's what it was. Like, you're staying.
I think you're still there, so.
You're staying.
Yeah.
The rest of it's moot. You're staying.
So, like, go to therapy and figure it out.
Just blatant disregard or, like, pass it off. Or, hey, this is going to be a great title. I don't have an answer to it. But here's my therapy pack.
Also, you have kids.
That so I don't use.
Don't forget about your daughters.
Yeah.
That you're showing to
stay. I stand by gaslighting, you know, actually.
I don't relate it to gaslighting, but I can see what you're saying about, like, well, you know, you're there and you got other kids together, so go to therapy and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be a good little wife.
Yeah, there's the gaslighty.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't use the ing, I used the y.
Yeah.
Because I can't fully justify it.
Yeah.
But there's hints of, like, let me tell you what your real issue is. And it's like, that's not how this works.
Mm.
That's not how therapy works. That's not
how life works.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. You confront what you're ready to confront. You confront what you're ready to confront. And that's where you're that's where you're at. Meet yourself where you're at.
Yeah.
Your therapist will meet you where you're at. Your typical agony.
Like, you're trying to be in, you're trying to stay in the marriage, but you just don't feel the same.
It would be like advice columnist being like, you know what your actual problem is? You know what I mean? And like taking away from like the big picture.
Oh, you're worried about this?
Yeah. Oh, your husband had a baby with another woman? Well, your real problem is that you couldn't please him. That's what this felt like.
Figure out if you can work on giving him better head and
it's just,
also you got kids.
Yeah, I didn't like that response. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, no, it wasn't enough.
Yeah, it didn't feel like enough also. I don't feel as strongly about it as you, but I also can hear where you're coming from with it and also agree that that wouldn't have been my response at all.
Oh, no. No.
Obviously. My response was.
I just feel like she sided. She took like a stance and just didn't. There's no flexibility in her response. Like the whole point, I think, in my experience and probably in practice, like therapy is like help the other person come to their own conclusion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Guide them in the direction of their own conclusion. You know, like, oh, it's so wrong. Well, why is that wrong?
Or it's like, not. Why is that you wrong? Just don't feel the same. You guys, you think your relationship has gotten better in some ways, but mm-hmm. you said you don't feel the same way. Like, what does that mean for you?
Right. And also, are you punishing yourself for feeling that way?
Right.
Right. So I don't know. I didn't like this response at all. The more I think about it, the angrier I get. So I'm ready to move on.
That is for the women.
Always. Always.
I know.
If you grew up with my mother, I just cheers to myself.
Yeah. I think that
was warranted. I'll cheers you too.
Yeah.
Because you're so pretty.
For the women.
My pretty best friend.
Oh, my face isn't puffy today.
No, you're looking a little hungry today, Beth.
Oh, I am, actually.
Are you? Oh, my God.
Well.
These questions were not what I thought they would be. I was hoping for something a little bit more thrilling.
These questions.
How do we feel about Dear Deidre? We haven't done this since like episode 80 something.
Well, it's funny because as we were hearing her answers and like getting our responses to her answers, mm-hmm. it seemed familiar.
Like this is
oh,
why.
Yeah.
Right. Like we should be writing these responses like, for the sun.co.uk so that it makes sense. I want to know what her credentials are.
I still say you're the actual columnist.
Sally Land is the Sun's resident agony aunt, where she combines over 25 years of experience as a campaigning journalist and editor with her counseling training.
What does that mean?
I have
counseling training.
I want to know. So counseling training feels more like a trade, whereas like the campaigning journalist and editor like makes it feel like.
It's like, I'm a journalist, but how can I qualify to give you advice?
I think I felt it like it was the other way around. Like, I'm a trained counselor. How can I put this as
a journal entry?
Yeah. Like, how can I make this like public? Sally is the host of the Dear Deidre pod. There's a whole podcast.
We need to listen to her.
And is also a parenting and sex and relationship expert. Well, sure. There are lots of references to like things, her own tools, but like I'm going to be very blunt. Like if I saw that this columnist was like, you need counseling, here's my tool to find a counselor, because the first thing in my head is like royalties and clicks and selling yourself. And like,
you're not giving me,
you gave me no response.
Authentic advice.
Right. You're like waiting for somebody else to do it.
You're like, oh, well, you know, you could consider couples therapy.
Yeah.
Click on this link.
Or I'm just going to consider Abby or Annie or Amy.
What's her podcast?
Dear Deidre.
Oh, perfect. Maybe we'll be back next week with some.
I don't know. I'm not even going to. Listen, you listen.
Maybe.
I have enough podcasts on my queue.
That's true.
Like, I just feel unsatisfied. Like, we got a question that said, like, Dear Deidre, my wife's getting pounded like veal. And, like, I could, like, you know what I mean?
What?
Like,
do I flour her up? And
exactly what I was thinking. Like, dip her in egg and then what? Fry her? Like, what? I don't.
Yeah, I think I'd be really upset if I was going through something so traumatic, like any one of these writers. And the responses I got back were,
you can find your answer at the Home Depot.
like
that's what I feel like.
Well, find out how you can please him better in bed and then, you know, go to couples therapy.
Right. Just, it's like none of this was satisfying to me. I need to go back and listen to our other episode to see where we were there.
Yeah, because this is starting to sound more familiar. Like, oh, okay, that was it.
I wish I'd thought of that. I need a list of like, do not, like, right now there's only one columnist on
yep.
like, do not return.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. I know exactly who.
I don't know. I didn't, like, the responses weren't, like, terrible. They just weren't good. should.
Yeah, I think.
Is this defamation? Can we get sued for this?
We're giving opinions.
Right. Right. Because we're not professionals.
We can't get sued for my opinion.
That's right.
Thank God. A lot of people try to sue for opinions.
They sure do. They sure do.
Yeah, I think if I was writing in, I would be like, okay, bitch, I tried that.
Yeah. Like, oh, you didn't think I considered that? Thanks for insulting my intelligence.
Like, hi, this is why I'm writing to you.
I just don't understand. You know what? Forget it.
Yeah,
Just fucking forget it.
Yeah.
One day someone will find us and we'll be writing for them.
Flour them up and deep fry them.
That's right. And if all else fails.
Write to us.
I was going to make a food analogy, but sure.
I just did. Flour them up and deep fry them.
I was going to keep going with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If all else fails, write to us.
If all else fails, make chicken.
Yeah, because who eats veal?
Oh, I.
Gross. Barely chicken, so.
That's true. And that's only because you have to touch it.
Right.
In all fairness.
I eat your chicken.
You just don't like to touch shit.
Anywho.
Yeah. Anywho.
That was our episode.
Yeah. Kind of like veal.
Deidre.
Ugh. Can't do it.
I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to know.
I don't.
I want to know.
Mm-mm.
The worst things Deidre's ever been through in her life.
Oh, I want to know.
Right?
I thought you were going to ask for people for their opinions. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Our opinions matter.
Hello, you can't get sued for opinions.
Duh. We need something controversial. Do you have credentials? Send us what you really think.
Bye.
See, even our camera's over it.
We're done.
They're like, fucking cancel it, bro. You're done.
Can you guys wrap up already?
Let's do it, shall we?
Sure.
That's all we have this week. So you know the deal. Questions, comments, concerns, beverages, credentials.
Opinions.
Besides being like a journalist who like dabbles in opinions.
Journalist who dabbles in advice.
That's it. Same thing, apparently. And, you know, you're beautiful, you're wonderful. Everything about you screams more qualified than not.
Try not to blame the baby.
And you are not the mother, and thank you for listening.
I've been ill-advised.
I know, I was thinking about Maury, and I know. I'm going to go sit in my corner.
Huh.
Forgive me, Father. Oh, no. Ill-Advised is hosted and produced by Stephanie and Ray.
AKA your Biffs.
Send us your questions, your comments, all of your concerns.
And your drink recommendations.
To illadvisedthepodcast@gmail.com. You can catch up on all of our episodes and our show notes at illadvisedthepodcast.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at illadvisedthepodcast. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe
on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen.
You've been ill-advised.